ENDPRadio.com. You're locked in the basement with Khalifa. We're still in here talking with Miss Gigi Miller. Now, you know what I'm saying? We got some conversation. And you know who just walked in the studio? My homie, you already know. Everybody already know. Certified 360 in the studio with your boy. Say what's up, my boy. Now, Miss Miller, we're going to continue our conversation. Because you've been... You got some knowledge. You got a lot of knowledge. Now, of course, you know, I got to give it to you how it comes. I'm going to give it to you raw and uncut. As I said, for quite some time now, I have been directing people in your direction. And not everybody agrees with everybody. Of course, you know, everybody's not the same. Everybody have their own mind. All I do is like how they said, like Moses. I can lead you, but I can't make you go. So I always try my best to direct people towards you because as I've seen throughout the time that I've watched, your track record is excellent. And it's a proven method and you're teaching quite a few people some things that I didn't even know. When I direct some of these people your direction, I've had a couple of them say, well, why should I pay her all this money for this? Or why should I pay her all this money for that? And then at one time, I can't remember exactly how it went, but I think it'd be better if you explain the prices and how it works because when I first discovered it, it was the one-time fee of $200. When I first discovered it.
Same as me.
And then I've watched. And then, oh, and by the way, I'm waiting on the book. I'm waiting on the book. Well, we're going to talk about that later.
No,
I'm waiting to go get it. I'm going to get it, by the way. But some people say, yeah, why do I have to pay all this money or what money? Why should I pay her this just to sit down and do this? And I'm like, that's all part of the process. It's a process for you to do the paperwork that you need to do. And you don't have to worry about label. You are the label. And I like when you say that because I noticed on a lot of your posts where independent is the way to go. You are the label yourself. So you teach them how to sign themselves. And I'm not going to get off into all that because you know that's your part of the business and that's why I send everybody your direction. So they can learn.
He does a good job.
So... from the people who have paid the money, they're completely satisfied. Although some of them, they have a hard time trying to understand various things and like various contracts and so forth and so forth and so forth. My thing was, I always tell them, one of her biggest statements was, she's hands-on. So reach out to her and ask a question.
And 360, I'm pretty personal, aren't I?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, people send me their pictures and stuff, and I say, hey, it's nice to meet you first.
Yes.
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 You know? Okay, so this is my whole thing. One, that whole why should I pay this? You don't question why you pay $1 to $85 for Jet. You just buy it. You don't question why you pay what you pay at Walmart. You don't question, I'm a business. And the only way I can get people to respect me and respect what I do is to treat myself just as well as Jordan does with his Nike. Just as much as Tran Law does with Walmart. Just as much as anybody does with any other corporation or any other business they're trying to build. Okay? So I also... You know...
It's kind of hard without trying to give away, without giving away the secrets.
Yeah.
I understand.
It's really not. You know what the idea is? I mean, there's a few parts to this, okay?
Yes,
so
ma'am.
One with the $200, let me tell you, and for him to be going through the process and the people that you know, once you go through it, people cannot believe that I only charge $200.
Like, and that's what I said. That's exactly what I said.
When she sent me the first five paragraphs, I was drove like, you really only charge me $200?
There's no way. But how can someone miss something or want something if they don't know? Okay? So,
right.
But this is another thing about me. I don't care what you say. I know you know it needs to be done.
Right.
I don't care what you say. I don't know how. I don't know what. But you know it needs to be done.
Right.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Like, even if you didn't know how, you still need to know how.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, for me, I kind of don't. I've gotten to the point now. Your attitude, and I will watch you before I respond to anything, because for what I do, you need some shit that can't be taught.
Right.
I'm talking about self-discipline. I'm talking about emotional discipline. I'm talking about financial discipline.
Right.
This is stuff that I can't teach you. I can't, you know what I'm saying? So with what I do though, for artists who are watching, who are like, okay, what I do is like, I know to get somebody to sit down is hard. That's hard. And I know that because when I was mentoring, it was hard to get me to get that email, sit down. Blah, blah, blah. But what I do know is results can get addicting. It's just as addictive as anything else. So if someone sends me a payment, instantly they're in a group. They're instantly on a private page. That's one result. That feels good. They go into the community. They see 300-400 people who are just like them talking about this. No more talking about in the studio. No, these people are talking about how do I transfer my MP3 to an audio way. You get what I'm saying? So now that's another result. You've never been in this type of community of conversation. And then obviously you move forward with the... By the time we start the process, I've already given you 3 positive results of working with me.
Right.
So by the time I say, let's sit down and start the process, it ain't nothing to get them to sit down within the next 24 hours because they want another result. They want another result and they want it quick and they want it fast and they want it. And I know that. But I also know you're learning something new.
Right.
No one is a surgeon overnight.
Right.
And I also know that a lot of clients who do come to me will have, you know, they could have 7,000 to 30,000 views and they're wondering where their money is. You know what I'm saying? So like, I know these things, and because I know them, I start from scratch. Hey, what's your name? Okay, we're going to break this down. We're going to go through this process. Okay, we're going to go through the list. I'm going to explain all the roles. We're going to break down ASCAP. Like, I don't know if anyone ever broke down Sound Exchange to you. Like, I don't know if anyone ever broke this down to you. You know? So, by the time you get, I mean, it's instant. It's instant. So by the time you get your payment done, and that's why I did the $50 payment system. Because a lot of people were just like, I'll just throw my little 50 in there. What happens, happens. Well, no, you can see for yourself. I'll let you make a $50 payment. You can see for yourself. I have nothing to hide. I tag my artist.
Right. Oh, yep. Don't believe me. You know? I see it.
And to me, it's kind of hurtful because one, my son's father was the first millionaire I was ever in a relationship with. Industry. I dated videographers that charged $6,000 a video. They had no problem getting 6 to 10 artists every 2 weeks with $6,000 a video. And they want to tell me, a woman in the industry that's bringing substance that no one else is bringing, why should I pay her $200?
Right.
You may not respect me, but I respect me. So even if you don't want to pay me that $200, then hey, you're lost. As I tell a lot of people, best of luck.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Best of luck. You know what I mean? So, like, I kind of, or I'll just say, well, then keep following. Keep following. You're going to get sick of watching at some point, you know? Right now, you know, social media doesn't let me sponsor any of my statuses. They don't let me really, like, my social media is really flagged a lot. And so I can't go viral. I can't do any of that stuff. So I think that's something also that kind of, it, like, backfired on social media. Because I actually seem more authentic.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Have you ever thought about doing seminars?
I've done a seminar. You want to know what I did? real talk, because like this is like, if anyone's listening and you've never thrown your own seminar, you're like, well, this is me throwing my first own seminar. First of all, I chose it on 420 and I got a building that will allow people to smoke, right? So I got the whole building, everyone's lit, come in, blow, whatever, woo woo. I took my little $300 in Link and bought a bunch of stuff on for tacos and sold $20 unlimited plates. I turned $300 in the Link as well, $2,200 in a 1 hour seminar.
Right, right.
And it was because I let them smoke for like 2 hours before I actually put the food out. Like the whole thing was set up. Like,
Yeah, I know y'all finna be hungry.
Mm-hmm. Y'all finna be hungry while we talk.
Yeah. Y'all finna be hungry.
If I'm not, if I can't make money on the entrance, then I'm gonna, you know what I'm saying?
Make like, money off something right. else, dealing with the seminar. Yeah.
And I invested into it, so I don't owe nobody nothing off this $2,200 when I get my money back, you know? So it was like, but that was my first seminar. But I have to be careful. I have to be careful in a sense of, I've had incidents where, I mean, it's not anything to really like beat, but like, I don't know who I got problems with because of what my artist may have done.
Right.
All right.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm. I understand
understandable.
That.
Understandable.
That, now that is that and is seriously a, understandable.
Yeah.
So. We've been through that quite a bit down
quite,
here.
Quite a bit down here.
Quite yeah. often.
You know what's crazy about that? No, like for real, because you guys are about to bring this on. Like, you know what's crazy about that? Anybody can hire me. So if anybody's in like, man, I don't know why she out there teaching them producers how to do that, you can hire me. So it doesn't happen to you. You can be personally responsible for yourself. Instead right. of talking in the head, it's like, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? But you never asked, how do I hire you? How do I make sure that doesn't happen to me? The people who argue in the comments never ask, how do I make sure that doesn't happen to me? They just argue with me. So I don't.
Okay. So here's my $5 million worth of a question. How do I not let it happen to me?
Try it.
Okay, so this is my I've seen a couple of your comments. Like I said, I've done music for so long, and really at the time that I was doing music, it wasn't about money.
No.
It was more about the craft. Yeah. And it was more about just being known as a person who could rap, who could spit, who could sing, but at the same time, a person who could produce beats, you know what I'm saying? And then actually record you, because like I said, I have my own studio. So to me, it was never about money. It was more about doing that to generate money towards like me having a studio. So that was my purpose of just doing music.
So can I ask you in like right there, pause. At any point in that, did you not feel like uneasy because you knew you didn't have anything, like, or were you just cool and just like making music? Like,
No.
You never felt
No. I just, me personally, okay, I was dyslexic, still am partially. And my way of learning and doing things was always through music. So I have a love for music regardless. At that time, I had a love for music regardless if I was making money, doing it, or whatever. Really, I was doing it for contacts, which I'm glad that I did, because I have a lot of contacts now that are in important places where upon, like, if I have something that I want to produce or put out, then I already have this person in a position to where I don't have to go through all the other chains, go through this person, this person, this person, this person, this person, to get to this person, when I can go directly to that person, because I've already built a personal relationship with this person by just doing music and going and do promo. Like, don't get me wrong, like, I used to just drop songs.
I hate that term.
That was during the MySpace time. You know? So, at that time, we weren't really concerned about money. Our thing was, we want to get heard, we want to get signed by a label so we can go this, we can do this. We didn't know that we were really getting screwed by even just dealing with a label. But at that time, we just wanted to be heard. We just wanted to be seen. Fame was more important than money for us.
We are your cyber station.